This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We just love being here. I am getting so good at this Radio Law Talk stuff. I'm doing this all while doing something else on my phone at the same exact time. I am getting really good at multitasking and running this show. Can you believe that? Look what I just did. Woo-hoo! Because I want to thank KNUJ 860 AM and 97.3 FM. They're on both AM and FM, Minnesota. They have joined the Radio Law Talk family. Thank you, Minnesota, for coming and joining us. So many great. I'm looking through all these wonderful, wonderful people that. Oh, we got another. I'm going to throw out another Minnesota. WZFG 1100 AM Dilworth, Minnesota. Yeah, I know that was a while ago they joined us, but I there's just so many I can't bring them up. Who's the Oregon one that you want to? Well, there's Toledo KCUP Toledo, Oregon AM 1230, but you went in Salem. You went on
Salem,
in
yes.
Salem, Oregon, and we got to thank them too. And I can't remember. Which one that was. And they're one that's been around for a while. They're in, there's Medford, KMED in Medford. There's KCMD in Grants Pass, Oregon. And there's one more than Medford. I mean,
Salem.
Salem. Here it is. KYKN, Salem, Oregon, 11:30 a.m. We love them. That sounds bad, but I don't remember the call center calls, but, I've met with them personally, and Denise. I've been on the show in Medford also, so love our Oregon affiliates, but it sounds like we're getting more Minnesota. Minnesota, how do you say it? Todd?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Don't you have to go back there, yeah? Just go back there, yeah? Just go back, yeah?
And do they have semis instead of semis?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's in Canada. They go, I have a semi. Let's go in the semi. What's a semi? So you're sending me something? No, semi. A semi. Hmm. A truck. Oh, a big semi-truck. Yeah, semi.
Hey.
By the way, that's why we have no Canadian affiliates, just in case.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't quote us anywhere. We're not, don't sue us because we're giving you legal advice. We're giving no legal advice. Seek a lawyer. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We're having a great time here. We're going to continue talking about lawyers in California. And you say, those of you in Minnesota say, why do I care what they're passing in California? Because a lot of times it's going to start moving down the chain. And that's why we talk about other places. Kiss the Band is getting sued. And it's very interesting why. And if these people who sue Kiss win, welcome to the open of the damn floodgates.
Open season, you think?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Chad Daybell, innocent until proven guilty is my motto, and I will never leave that motto, but man alive, this is one that I'm like, do I leave my beliefs? But this guy is something else, is all I got to say. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about Joe Jonas's divorce. Denise is going to get into that. Denise, a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Todd's former prosecutor for the DA's office and public defenders and does personal injury. And Todd, I saw the radio show where your brother was on. And his brother is in California. I'm going to say kind of more politically political type person more than Todd is. Todd's more of a non-political type guy, but
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
and the great thing about it is the person. Oh, I loved it. By the way, it was video live, right? It was live with video and on the radio, and I loved watching his brother David's face when the interviewer, he was the Cal Hunter, right? Interviewing him on his morning show. This was a show, and they're talking to him and saying, "Now isn't your brother Todd?" And he starts going into all Todd's accolades. Todd's like an actor, a successful lawyer. He's even does play-by-play for baseball, and you can watch Todd's brother like. Oh, brother.
Bring down in the seat. And then the host says to him, "And what's wrong with you, sir?"
Oh, I loved it. And by the way, Todd's mom does listen to this program. She's probably going to call the brother up and go, "Fred was talking about you." But I just loved watching his brother Dave.
Well, it's kind of payback because in the very beginning, Fred, you called Todd Dave all the time.
That's true.
That is true.
Dave is a wonderful guy. I mean, I think his brother is awesome. We're friends, and I'd call him Dave sometimes. But so Dave, I love this. Like, oh boy, here goes my brother.
It was the typical younger brother look on his face. Like, oh, do we have to talk about my older brother again?
That's awesome.
Isn't it great that he can do that? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're here for one reason, Cal. Remember, people love to come and listen to you try to stump the panel on case or no case.
All right, here we go.
And now it's time to play case or no case.
Constantina Ruel, Connie, needed a new laptop for her job. She went to the local big box retailer and bought a new Windows machine, Lenovo, formerly IBM. You know the brand. She figured she got a good one, say about $500. She thought it was a good one when she got home and up and opened up the brand new carton, sealed carton, out pops out what Connie did not need, a Lenovo Chromebook worth about $200. It was brand new, but Connie needed a Windows machine to run her work software. So she went back to Walmart, who said, "I can't help you. The serial numbers don't match. There's nothing we can do." She reached out to Lenovo, who said, "What you suggest is impossible. We don't switch machines on our output area. No shipping errors." Yet, there it was. So Connie went to a lawyer to see if she had a case or no case against Lenovo for switching the machine and against Walmart for not honoring the problem she had with it. So, Fred, it's your turn. Case or no case? What do you think?
How long do you want me to drag this out, Cal?
As long as you want. So you got, you know, yeah. It's your show.
This is a scenario, no case. This happened to Cal last week.
No, it did not.
It did. Your turn.
Okay. Todd, that was easy. What do you think, case or no case?
Well, for how long ago was this?
It was this year.
This year?
Yeah.
This year, you bought a brand new laptop computer.
I did not.
No, I didn't say you. I'm saying, I'm using you in the generic term,
Connie.
Yeah,
in other words,
you bought a brand new laptop computer for $500 and thought you were getting top of the line. Okay. You know, that is... Yikes. You know, just for the sake of variety, as I saw in a movie, I'm going to say this is a case, and a case, and it's still pending because it's out there. It happened recently, and they're trying to figure this out. But it is it's a case, and it's recent.
I'm going to comment on this now. Denise, this may help you. You really think they're going to bring a case and a lawyer for $200? Is a lawyer really going to do this? I'm glad you already said your answer.
Oh, it's not for $200. It's for the $500.
A lawyer's going to do that.
I didn't say that she got a lawyer to file it. This could be small claims for crime. It's still a case.
All right, Denise, it's your turn.
No case.
And she could write a pithy letter. I mean, think about that.
Denise, I know it's okay. So let's do some more analysis so Cal will feel better. Just give analysis.
Me, you guys. Come on. Okay, so this.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, no, wait. We only got 1 minute left.
Let's say this really happened.
Let's hold it.
All right.
I want to want people
I'm not
going to
give it away. Yeah.
Don't give it away.
Well, I'm going to say that it really happened. And her options would be to sue, but in small claims.
Right.
And I don't see there's any way, shape, or form that Lenovo or at Walmart would not have fixed this problem. They would have fixed the problem. They want a satisfied customer.
Shout out to Lenovo and Walmart. We appreciate you.
There you go.
We'll be back after this to find out the mystery of the case or no case computer.
Doesn't sound that mysterious to our esteemed panel, does it? Stick around. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on this great station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials are and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on credit worthiness value of the vehicle.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I want you to switch the jury.
Your Honor, I object.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, Case, that was a good one, huh? Todd likes that one.
That sound bite. Untouchables.
Very good. That's right.
I would like to change the jury.
What are you doing here? Hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Change the jury. All right, Cal. Connie with her new laptop.
Yeah, Constantina Real got a laptop, opened the box. It wasn't what she expected. Took it back to Walmart. Walmart said, serial number on the box and the machine don't match. We can't help you. Reached out to Lenovo. She said, the product got switched somehow. I bought a Windows computer. They said, can't help you. So she did go to an attorney and seek legal advice. And he said, Connie, eat the $500 unless you want to go to small claims court. But next time you buy something at Walmart like this, after you've paid for it, open the box in the store and make sure what's in the box is reflected on the outside of the box. And that way you can save yourself a lot of a headache. And Connie said, dang, that was an expensive lesson. It's called the stupid tax.
How did you hear about that, Cal?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
On the TikTok or YouTube.
Wow, YouTube. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, my wife told me about it.
Did you say it was a case or not?
I said it was a case.
And it's still pending.
Yes.
No, it's not a case.
Yeah, no case.
Right.
Yeah.
No case. I said it was a case. So, she's looking to see if I got points, and
yeah,
I got
not.
Todd was hoping for some
so
points.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No,
there's a chance.
Okay, next hour. Case or no case. A truck driver decides to deliver some heavy equipment over the railroad tracks with a lowboy that was a little too low. Next on Radio Lock Up.
We were talking about, last hour we were talking about and we're just going to touch on this again. We're talking about the lawyers now having to jump through more hoops because of Mr. Girardi in California that took money from his clients. And the biggest issue is now the courts they have just signed, and that is Gavin Newsom signed that lawyers now have to, if they know of another lawyer that's involved in treason, rebellion, or insurrection, we as lawyers have to report it. Woo! That's broad and open.
To the state bar.
To the state bar.
Just want to correct you.
Yeah.
You said if we know of another lawyer. Now, the law is we have to report it if we're suspicious.
Oh, you're right.
Of another lawyer engaging seditious, conspiracy, treason, rebellion, or insurrection. I mean, if we're suspicious of it. Not if we know of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, do, this is getting crazy. Now, of course, they throw a little tidbit to make us feel better, but the information protected by attorney-client privilege is exempt from this law, they're saying, which doggone it better be. And if an attorney uses this as like a punishment or a threat, that's considered professional misconduct. To harass others. So, well, of course it is. So that's the little tidbit they threw in there. Is everyone's like, all you out there are saying, oh, this is not a big deal. We'll just wait. Now, that's where it just starts, right?
What's the genesis of this law? Why did it come to be?
It's different than the law that actually exists because the language does say that you have to know of. So it's not just suspicion. You have to know that one of the licensees have been engaged in these acts. And right now, currently, if an attorney knows of another attorney doing a criminal act, or if they're told by that attorney, so if they see it, or they're told by an attorney that they have they've done a criminal act,
right.
Then the attorney who hears that or sees that has a duty to report them
not,
to the state bar.
But not. See, now here's my argument. Absolutely not if that attorney is telling you that in confidentiality as another attorney that you're going to, for representation purpose. People call you up, and if they don't sign on the dotted line as your lawyer, but they've called you in anticipation and tell you something that has occurred as a legal issue, there's attorney-client privilege there still.
There could be. I've had this case.
I know.
I've had this case.
You've got to be very careful on this.
In this particular case, it was an opposing counsel that had reported her conduct to me, and that put me in a really bad place.
All right. Let's use a real world example.
Sure.
Okay. Rudy Giuliani. There are a lot of claims that the Trump made about the election, and Rudy Giuliani, representing Trump, was investigating and furthering those. I'm not saying whether they were meritorious or not. But if somebody ultimately felt that the arguments by former President Trump were treasonous or led to insurrection or sedition, does Rudy Giuliani now, if he was in California, have to be reported on suspicion because he represented somebody that, at the time, appeared to be exercising a First Amendment right, freedom of speech, to challenge something. Where do you draw that line, this law here, because there's nothing clear-cut. Look, it's pretty clear-cut if an attorney is engaging in fraud or murder or something like that. Obvious. But this is a very subjective term, subjective to the hearer.
That's the scary thing.
And that makes it where it's really difficult. And all they have to do is be suspicious of it.
See, I don't see that language. Where are you getting that language?
It's in the headline of the...
Yeah, well, it may not be that language.
Yeah, but, you know, but the actual language of the bill itself doesn't have suspicion.
Could you
we don't know.
We
haven't read it. Well, we haven't read the whole thing. So let's not say it yet. But all we're saying is it's getting closer and closer and closer to making us do things that are... That there's a gray area is what I'm trying to tell you.
I think it would be challenged.
There's black and white,
yeah.
But there's a lot of gray. I know there's black and white. That's very easy when it comes to, you know, what clearly needs to be told, what clearly you don't. But it's the gray area that's going to be sketchy. And I think you're right, Denise and Todd both said during the break, this is going to be challenged. And I think on appeal, I think the courts are going to throw this out. I think the courts are going to throw it out. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about, we go from Gavin Newsom and lawyers to Kiss, the great band. Man alive, we go from us loser people to the greatest people in the world, Kiss band. I love the band Kiss. We'll be back.
We cover it all right here on Radio Law Talk, and there's more coming up on this great local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny. Available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at...
You
USA News update. Israel's deadline to evacuate northern Gaza has passed. Israel Defense Forces dropped flyers and leaflets giving residents until 4 p.m. local time to evacuate through two main roads and head south. The U.S. is trying to move Americans through the Rafah crossing, which connects with northeast Egypt, but the crossing is closed on the Palestinian side because of Israeli strikes. Hundreds of thousands have already fled after being given notice of a coming ground offensive as Israel vows fierce retribution against Hamas for last week's raid that killed more than 1,000 people in a surprise attack.
The Israeli Defense Forces report a senior member of the terrorist group Hamas involved in the meticulous planning of last Saturday's terrorist attacks in Israel has been killed. 150 Hamas rockets aimed at Israel overnight, causing damage to buildings in the town of Ashkelon.
Laura Winters reporting. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Personal vendetta against my client, against his family, by a frustrated Justice Department.
Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
I want to hear a song, Cal. I want to hear a song.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. This brings back memories.
Anybody got a lighter?
I want a lighter. Woo! I got my phone going.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
I hear you calling.
Come on, guys.
But I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing. Oh. And I just can't find the sound.
Cal, stop it.
Yeah, that's
right.
Enough of that.
Before
okay.
I just start just standing up. And
there's some interesting things about that song. It was
I
written by
it.
The drummer, the right. original drummer.
Peter right. Chris.
Yes, and when you and I were at the concert last, it was sang by their new drummer.
That's
Do you
right.
remember that?
And it was. It was true. It's true. He, like, never sees his wife, and they just say, like, it's... Life on the road is tough.
Yeah.
And you don't get to see your family. Well,
and that's one of the very few soft love songs, I think, by Kiss.
Yeah. And it's really short, too. It only lasts. I'm going to listen to
so
it. 2 minutes
and 47 seconds. Yeah.
I mean, he's a little guy.
Speaking of short.
Yeah. When I go home today, I'm going to listen to it two or three times. Look, Kiss apparently did tour during COVID. Okay.
Yes.
And so now the family of the Kiss guitar tech, it was a woman who apparently died while quarantined in 2021. She was apparently quarantined and they hadn't heard from her in a few days, and she was at the hotel, and they went in there and found her dead from COVID, and they're suing, the family's suing for wrongful death, claiming that Kiss did not properly follow protocol to make sure that the band members and the roadies were all safe from COVID. Now, here's the big issue. A number of these cases have started to come forth, and the courts are throwing them out, just so you know. I don't know of one yet that the courts have upheld that found, I'm going to say an employer, or because technically they're an employer, right, or an individual at fault for, quote, allowing someone to get COVID, or being negligent enough to allow someone to get COVID, or to give someone COVID. Because guess what? I'll get to that in a second, to you in a second, Dave. So,
can you say that sound like I can mail it to my brother?
Yeah. But the issue is, how do you know they didn't get it from some other place? Because anywhere you go, you could have got this. And you got a comment.
It's difficult because you got to show that as a result of the negligence or whatever, this happened because of that. Now, the only one the only COVID-related case that I can think of that got some traction was the one filed actually by the court personnel in L.A. County.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't cause and effect for COVID. That was a lawsuit because when somebody would get COVID, they didn't follow the OSHA protocols, the allegation was. They didn't follow the OSHA protocols for reporting it and quarantining and doing things. So it was COVID-related, but because they failed to follow OSHA guidelines, not I got COVID because you messed up.
Well, or the thing is, don't forget, they're in the complaints, they're trying to claim that, well, there's a number of people that would get it and wouldn't bring it up and were scared and they didn't want to bring it up.
Or lied about vaccinations.
Or lied about vaccinations, all that kind of stuff. It's like, but how is KISS?
Here's the duty.
Yeah.
This is where I see the problem for KISS. They told the manager of KISS told that person, that Studebaker, whatever his name was, his name was Stuber, to go to the hotel. They'll put him up in a hotel and he needed to quarantine.
Right.
They said, we'll have somebody.
It's a she, I thought.
No, that's the wife's doing.
Oh, his wife bringing it. It's a he. Got it.
So then they told him that they would have somebody go and check and send medical personnel if he needed it. Well, they had one of the crew members go check, but they couldn't get him to open the door, and they just left him. So 2 days of quarantine, that's when
they never checked on him.
They didn't have it really. They tried, but they didn't get in to check on him.
That's a good argument,
yes.
Attorney Dirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that is somewhat similar to, in a way, the court reporter or the court personnel case from L.A. It's not necessarily or primarily just I got COVID because of you. It's what did you do and what was your duty after I got COVID? And
you know what, though? Yeah, that's a good argument. But guess what? Now my argument is, it's a workers' comp case. That's not a third-party case. If they're an employee of the company, it's a workers' comp. And that is your remedy, is workers' comp. Now, there are exceptions to workers' comp. We're not going to get into details. I'm just talking California. I don't know the other states. Sometimes there are exceptions if there's a blatant, you know, or a punitive thing that the employer did.
Or if they are contractor and not an employee.
Yeah, we don't know that.
And this group is out of New York.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know.
Oh, no, we don't know that, do we?
I don't know that.
I think Gene Simmons lives in California.
Well, yeah, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley both live in California. The band originated in New York. You are correct. But I would also want to know, I couldn't remember if I saw this in here, where he was when this happened. What hotel, what state was it in?
Oh, they're suing also Marriott. I think it's Marriott. But they're suing also the hotel, I believe.
And because the question I have is, again, if it was in the state of California, you know, maybe they have a claim.
Abandoned in Detroit.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles is okay. Where they filed the suit.
Yeah, but Stuber was abandoned in Detroit.
All right.
At the Four Points Hotel by Sheraton. That's where they put him up.
So they're suing Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, their manager Doc McGeehee,
yep.
Tours promoter Live Nation, and the hotel chain Marriott International. There we go.
Wow, because yeah. Even Marriott's, the allegation would be they knew he was there and he was quarantined.
And that's a lot of slippery slope reaching. That's a lot of, connecting the dots is what we call that slippery slope in law, to try to blame one thing way down the, and there's no intermediate or issues that could have occurred. You know, hey, you walked down and you didn't put your mask on well enough, or some people could argue the mask doesn't even help. That's what some people argue. But could he got it up somewhere else, you know, or some other reason?
Do they have to establish the strain he got was present where he was? I mean, would they?
I don't think they can do that.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah.
Because the other band members would have had to been tested for that strain to know if it was internal to the band, or not band, but the crew band members.
855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, if you want to comment. And by the way, we do listen to our listeners. We love our listeners. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. I don't know if they want to say their name out, but you're going to get your 5 seconds of fame. One of our listeners from Lumberton, Texas, we were laughing about that. Quote, really enjoy listening to your show. Your often humorous take on the legal world. Kiss is being sued. Holy Gene Simmons, Batman. That was awesome. That was a great quote, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's great.
That's something Cal would say, but we love Texas, man. Love Texas. All right, let's move on. What do we want to talk about next? I'll tell you what we're talking about is let's jump into Chad Daybell, because this is a quick one. This is the Idaho case, and we're not going to get in details. Please go back and listen to Radio Law Talk if you don't understand who Chad Daybell is and his wife, Lori Vallow. But Lori Vallow's children were, she was found guilty of murdering her kids. Her two children, and now their Chad Daybell is being going to trial on the murder of those two children also. But Lori Vallow, they did not ask in Idaho, ask for the death penalty. And I think we were talking, the reason is this: these are her, she's got other children, right? And this is a mother. And so they never asked for the death penalty of Lori Vallow. But Chad Daybell just came out. They're asking for the death penalty.
But I think there's another reason they didn't ask for that on Lori Vallow.
Well, okay, let's wait. You want to come back and talk about
that?
All right, Denise has got some insight. What she thinks is the reason why they didn't ask for the death penalty with Lori Vallow. We'll be back after this.
What do you think? Tell us. This is Radio Law Talk, and you're listening to us live on many great local radio stations coast to coast and border to border. And for on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back after we take our break. Radio Law Talk. And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been developed.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's like Christmas in a cup.
Oh, that's don't.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I love Cal's little saying, it's like Christmas in a cup. That could go, we're talking about Chad Daybill really quick. Chad, don't forget, he and his wife, Lori Vallow, the kids are gone. They're found chopped up, one of them at least, and in a shallow grave out where you have what's called the burn pile out on Chad Daybill's property. But they found them, and they served them with basically a court appearance to determine where the kids are. And what do you call that when they want a child what do you call it? They tell them they got to come and say where the child is.
Child welfare check.
And they serve them, and I think it's Maui, Hawaii. They're laying out there, kicking back, enjoying the sun, the pool, at the hotel. And this is crazy. But you, Denise, recently were not in the sun, but were recently hanging out, not doing anything illegal. But where were you?
Oh, I've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so,
I know that.
Yeah, I went to Europe. I was in Germany and Austria. And you know, we did a lot of historic things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's
we don't
really
want to get detail in that.
No, one of the things that's very, very important, or actually mm-hmm. has been a very good historic thing about Austria, is Mozart. You know, Mozart
yeah.
was born in Salzburg.
No, I don't know that, but I do now.
Yeah, and he played a lot in Vienna. And so I happened to come across something I thought would be the perfect gift for you guys.
Oh, we have gift live online that
yes.
we have. Believe it or not, we have no idea what she's talking about. We don't know. She's got a bag.
I saw it.
Hopefully,
and immediately I thought of you guys when I saw this.
Uh-oh.
Here, you guys, Mozart balls.
What? Mozart balls? We get Mozart balls.
There you go, Mozart balls.
Nougat.
Does Mozart know about this? That's what...
Oh, my gosh. Let's take a picture of it and put it on our faces. I've got Mozart balls.
Yes.
Fred, take a picture of your Mozart balls and post it on Facebook.
Is this like that SNL?
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls? Mozart, here, let me take a picture of you, Todd, with your Mozart balls. Okay, hold on. Okay, Mozart balls.
This is Mozart's Requiem, by the way.
And by the way, in the center of the balls, there's sweet nougats.
Okay! They have sweet nougats in the middle of the Mozart balls. Wow, Mozart balls from Kugenhagen, Austria.
Who knew?
I wonder if my wife would like one of these.
They're unusually chewy.
And sweet-centered.
Well, wow. That goes without saying.
They're very creamy.
All right.
Oh, my
Moving
gosh.
On.
Todd, pass me one of those Mozart balls.
Here, I have not touched this ball.
Okay, I'll touch that ball.
That, and I will...
They're dark chocolate. I like. I'm a light chocolate.
Each ball is individually wrapped. I like this.
They're dark. Why are they dark?
And they have Mozart's face on each ball.
Oh. Well,
wait a minute.
That's pretty good, Cal. Did you have one?
I have not. No, I'll wait for a minute.
That's a good Mozart ball.
Trying to capture you guys' reaction here. This is so.
Oh, yes.
It has a little bit of filling in it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the nougat.
All right. Well, we had a great time after I get my Mozart ball out of my mouth. I love that we're live. If you're not out there laughing.
Attention, new affiliates.
You can see they're like, take them off the air.
No, I mean, all of our listeners are saying, come on.
Oh,
you just have to swallow.
This is perfect.
Oh, no.
All right, we're talking about Chad Daybell. Oh, my heavens. This is a family G-rated. And it's perfect. No, I'm serious. I'm going to post it. You're going to see these actual Mozart balls are real. We're gonna put them on our Facebook page. In a second, during next break, I'll put it on our
Mozart
Facebook page.
Mozart Kuglin.
Let's move on to Joe Jonas. Denise, talk about Joe Jonas.
Okay. As people probably know, Joe Jonas filed in Florida for divorce against Sophie Turner. And Sophie then she filed for divorce in England, and then she also filed an emergency suit in New York trying to seek the return of their two daughters to England. So there was a big, you know, venue, kind of jurisdictional problem here, because where were the children really residing? Where were the parties residing? So you can't fight in three different forms. That's just not going to work. So what happened is that it got really nasty, and then the two parties, Joe and Sophie, decided to do mediation. And that was the smartest thing that they could ever do. So they went into mediation, and they're not fighting over property. This was literally just a fight over the custody of their children. And they went into mediation, and they came up with an agreement. We don't know what the agreement is, but apparently they're satisfied with that agreement because Joe Jonas dropped and dismissed his Florida suit, which is very dangerous, by the way, unless they made some kind of an agreement that jurisdiction is in the United States. Him dropping that suit, he may be facing the divorce in England.
Is it more dangerous than a Mozart ball?
It's probably pretty equivalent.
Okay.
You know, they could go round and round.
So is it really going to be a problem for him or not, or just maybe a problem?
It may be. I don't know if it's going to be a problem or not. It's going to depend on what their mediation agreement says. They might have agreed to have jurisdiction in New York because it's kind of in the middle, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't favor either one of them. Or they might have agreed to the whole entire divorce and they're going to file it in the UK. We don't know. But it was a good sign that they did mediation. Mediation is the best result for child custody and visitation type disputes.
What is Joe paying? Do we know what he's paying in child custody arrangement or his child support and any of that?
You know what? I don't know that they have that difference in incomes. You know, Sophie Turner of her own right, she's right in the middle of filming another movie. She was in Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones went for, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I don't know who owes now, who, but.
Now, here's the thing. Game of Thrones went for 8 years, but I would be surprised if Sophie Turner is making a lot from Game of Thrones, because much like, you know, the 49ers right now have this quarterback on a rookie,
oh my gosh,
on a rookie deal, $800,000. Oh. Well, acting is kind of the same way. They HBO, when they cast Game of Thrones, but for a few big-name actors, the ones that were really going to carry it on from season to season, they were kids, relatively unknown. And so you kind of wonder if they got sweetheart deals, HBO yeah. did, by having this long-term show be with kids that really didn't have much of a resume and couldn't command top dollar, like say, who's the guy that played Ned Stark? Sean Bean, who's been in everything, right? So, but she has certainly made up for it in the films that she has been in and cast in since then. Her popularity has gone through the roof. But
hey, these Mozart Kuchenlins, there's like 8,000 posts. What do you say it? Mozart Kuchenlins?
K-U-G-E-L-N.
Kuchenlins.
I don't know. It's probably going to offend our German listeners. But we can make you eat the Mozart balls. Whether you enjoy it is entirely up to you.
There are no nuts in the Mozart balls. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's no good.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong with that?
They had like hazelnuts in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's a nougat center, which means it's a hazelnut cream.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
It's cream,
guys. They're pureed nuts.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Carrie Russell in Alabama. So this is a lady in Alabama.
I want to just say that Sophie Turner is worth $10 million in her own right.
Wow.
That's not a lot, believe it or not, as much as bad as that sounds. But $10 million to a celebrity? Go to Malibu and rent a house for $75,000 a month, man.
Yeah, to Kevin Costner, it's nothing, but...
Yeah, right. Kevin Costner's wife, right?
And Joe Jonas is worth $50 million.
See, now that's some more money.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
All right, when I come back, I'm going to talk about this Carly Russell that's accused of kidnapping hoax in Alabama, and then we're going to tie it into someone Cal knows about in Redding, California, Northern California, that happened a very similar thing, and who's getting what jail time or what are they asking for. This is really interesting. Then we're going to get into the Olympus Has Fallen movie, and there's a lawsuit, and we're going to get Todd talking about that. Join us next hour three. We've got a case or no case.
As Fred said, hour number three of Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after the next hour. And if you miss any hours of our episode today, you can catch them over at RadioLawTalk.com. They're on demand. You can podcast them at your leisure. Every episode we've done is over there available to you at no charge. And we'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.